UN armored tanks patrol the streets of Monrovia at night. Crime remains high in the nation following the end of its civil war in 2003. The instability has some citizens, like social worker Brima Kamo, worried about UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's recommendation to begin withdrawing the peacekeeping force stationed in Liberia in the coming months.
I think they should stay there and put the situation completely under control and make sure that our security is able to deal with any unforeseen situation that may come up.
Development worker Joseph Mosrey says he does not think Liberia's security forces are ready to take responsibility from the UN forces, known as UNMIL.
I don't want to say instability, but looking at the vulnerability of the security now, you know, the society as a whole is volatile. Certain apparatus need to be put in a place, you know, saying before UNMIL actually decides to leave.
But university student John Molly says he thinks the country is ready to become less dependent on the United Nations.
We should learn to stand on our own, and we can't keep UNMIL here for long.
United Nations officials say they have trained thousands of Liberian officers and are putting into place a 500-person rapid response team to deal with emergencies. The United Nations Special Representative to Liberia, Alan Doss, says the withdrawal will give Liberia a chance to grow.
It is also a challenge to Liberia and its government because we want to see progressively to transfer responsibilities in a responsible, measured way to Liberia and Liberians.
Secretary General Ban recommended the withdrawal in a report to the Security Council last week, citing improvements in Liberia under the presidency of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. However, he said it is too early to set a timetable for a full withdrawal. He said the security of the 2011 presidential elections would be taken into account in any decision that is made. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.